Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, Mr. Passero, whenever you're ready, just read the script right there in front of you.
It's actually Passero. Okay. Hello there, that's a lot of O's.
If you could just ignore the amount of O's, just read it as written. Thank you.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm Harcos Passero, and you're listening to Rolling in the Geek. What is Rolling in the Geek? I understand,
Mr.
but you.
Passero,
there's so many.
Whatever,
I just don't.
Harcos,
Trevor,
you,
where's
you
Trevor?
Need to,
I need Trevor,
just,
please.
All right, we're going to have to call this. We're going to have to cut it early, guys.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harcos Ironjaw Passero. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Trevor, Phil, and Puffles watch the ley lines, awaiting some sort of response from Harcos within the wall, but only see his shadowy outline. On the inside, Harcos works within his dream world and goes down the treehouse-like structure to a kitchen where he sees a black-feathered Kenku woman who is making pancakes. They discuss how he is doing while Harcos has odd visions such as black horns coming from his mother. I put mother in quotations.
I was gonna say, I heard air quotes there.
Yeah, there were air quotes.
I don't have a sound
get ready
for that.
Get ready for a couple more. Harcos begins to get worried as mom starts to talk about a ceremony that Harcos evolved in and talks about how he will meet with the elders and tell them who and what he is so he can take his true form, his awakening. Upon the completion of this interaction, Harcos awakens inside the ley line and backs himself out to rejoin his teammates. And after describing some of what happened, they continue along their path.
They eventually reach one of the rivers of liquid ley line and investigate it. They find that this was not a natural phenomenon, but was instead man-made. Quotations around man. Trevor, with some reason, though no one can make heads or tails of it, dips his hammer into the liquid and watches it absorb into the dragon rock laid within. They move on until they find an odd section of the light and debate over what to do. Eventually, Trevor decides that he should be the one to go in and investigate. So they rope off again, and he goes through. As he steps through, he starts to hear the voice of the man, the same one who burned down his shop, but he is saying that Trevor had made the hammer for him, that Trevor rejects this idea and breaks the spell. He bumps into what eventually he discovers to be a skull, that discovers this because it is wide open and has many teeth. He gathers his courage and steps through, and inside of this skull, he sees a dragonborn sitting and sharpening this blade. The dragonborn looks up to him and says, "I am Eocor, herald to the Shimmering Luster, the Wealthy Worm, the Methuselah, Sam Renton." And that is where we pick back up. Let's do this. Harkos. So you're standing outside. You've got you've got good old Trevor roped off to you and your other compatriots. You can see his outline as he steps through. And you can see it kind of move, and then suddenly it's just gone. That you could kind of see his outline, and you saw it moving, like it was walking a little bit further, and then it doesn't just fade out, it just disappears completely. Like a snap and you miss it kind of thing, that it's just gone.
Yay!
You do still feel pressure on the rope, like that it's still attached to something, but you no longer see the Trevor outline.
So Nick knows this is stupid, but Harkos is just Trevor! Trevor! Are you okay?
Trevor.
If you're fine, say nothing. I really don't want to come in there.
Trevor.
Yes.
You take the step into what you can now see is definitely a skull. You see this dragonborn sitting on just a mass of stone that he seems to have assembled into something that he could at least sit upon. Sharpening his blade, he sees you, he stands, he delivers his line, and just locks eyes with you. This is a very awkward silence.
Well, in fairness, I didn't expect to run into a herald while I made my way through a ley line.
Did you think that I expected to see a... He kind of like cocks his head and looks at you. Human?
As far as I know.
No. You think that I expected to see a human inside of my master's skull?
Oh. That's what this is. Do you just hang out in here?
Not by choice.
You stuck?
That is a word, yes.
Seems strange to have one's herald bound so closely.
Again, not by choice.
Not by your choice or by your their choice.
E.T. is neither.
No. May I ask what happened?
It was another one. It was a different Methuselah.
Oh.
That bound my master and I here.
Oh, that... I assume you're speaking of Numerath.
He cocks his head to the side. No.
No?
Of course not.
Oh. I'm just going by stories I've heard. I apologize if they're incorrect.
How long has it been?
I've only been in here just a few moments.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, for you? Do I know this? Because Brad can't remember it.
Roll a history check to see what your knowledge is given.
History. That gives me a 21.
So you're to the best of your remembrance and the education that you've received, they typically talk about that it has been somewhere around 2,000 years.
Okay. So my people tend to lean towards around 2,000 years.
You see that he is definitely taken aback by that. Oh my. This is a very long time.
Indeed.
Oh. Are there others of our kind that are out there still ruling, or...
I do not believe so.
Well, you said that you served... You mentioned Numerath. I just assumed...
Again, just stories I've heard.
Some called him a traitor.
Indeed.
A betrayer. Truth be told, I never found much issue with him.
You motherfucker. I've heard much about him being a betrayer. Again, this is far before my time, so I have no substance to go on.
Well, there's... I just wonder how much of that animosity has stayed between my kin through all this time.
God damn it. Come on. Work.
No.
Yeah, one of the more recent ones I've heard about is it's a red one. Pylorvo, oh. I believe, was the name.
Yeah, Pylorvo was kind of a dick.
Well,
to each their own. There was definitely plenty of those who looked up to the power that a red dragon possesses, but again, not so much my thing. our interests lied elsewhere. My masters and I.
And what were those interests, if you don't mind me asking? This is all very interesting to me.
Did you not listen to the words?
Oh God, what'd I miss?
The title.
Herald to the Shimmering Luster, the Wealthy Worm, the Methuselah Samrentin. Those are the words. Those are where our interest lay.
I don't want to take away from this moment. I just want to throw out, for audience sake, I don't know if anyone's going to share in this, but Nick is very scared that Brad is dealing with this interaction on his onesies. That's all I'm going to say, because there are things running through my head that I'll probably jot down, and we'll talk about it under the trench coat. But I know Brad. And I'm not saying Brad's stupid, but when it comes to D&D, Brad likes to make very different choices. And Nick is very stressed about what's happening right now. Like this under the trench coat stuff, but I just wanted the audience to know if you're feeling any apprehension, I share it with you. Please proceed. No offense to you, Brad. I'm very excited on the path that you will take us. I just know it would be different if we were together. Not that I want to be there. I'm loving this. I'm
so tossed up right now.
I am too. But we're very different people when we get thrown for a loop. So,
Oh, fuck, I had something. What was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not your fault. It was literally there when I said, and then my brain went, beep. if you don't mind my asking, who would you divulge who imprisoned you both?
Oh, yeah. That is, I do not know that information, but the only thing with enough power to do this would be another of our kind. So it could have been Numerath for all I know. Though I doubt it. Again, I never had much issue with him nor his herald.
Oof. So, are you just stuck here then? Is there anything I could do to assist?
Funny that you should ask that. There is, in fact.
There it is.
I need the heart of a drow spider hybrid woman.
Oh, convenient. We know where to find one.
Once upon a time, I still had the jar. The jar that contained the essence of Samrentin, my master. But it was taken. The only way that I and my master can leave this place is by restoring his soul. So that is the one and only thing that I could ask.
Oh.
Is to get that jar back into my possession so that I can bring my master back.
And do you by chance know where it may be or who may have it?
The only thing that I know was that it was one of the drow that came and took it from me.
Oh. Well, my friends and I's exploration that led me to this place is we are attempting to actually find them to assist a friend of ours.
Oh. So, to some degree, our interests do align.
We do. What a coincidence. How
fucking convenient.
It's almost like there's somebody crafting these things to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I am feeling that fortune is on my side today after so long. Is this something that you might be able to do for me to reclaim my master's soul?
Well, I cannot make any promises because I honestly don't know what we're going to run into. But I will keep an eye out. You said it's a jar.
Yes, it would be. It would look to be almost ceramic. It's liquid made stone. It is a ceremonial jar that has my master Sam Rinton's likeness placed upon its top.
I know quite a bit about ceramics. I used to make pottery for a living.
Truly.
Yes.
You do not look the type to be a craftsman, if I may say so.
No, yes. Quite a bit before someone came and burned my shop down. And then I decided to go help people. And I'm going to pull out my hammer and go, I actually forged this hammer.
He looks at it. So he looks at it, and he... Oh, my. That is an intricate, beautiful piece of craftsmanship. He kind of reaches out a hand, and then he kind of stops himself and pulls it back. And I'm sorry. It has been some time since I've seen something of such value. I could not. I am having a hard time resisting.
Oh, my apologies.
Put it back on my back.
Thunk! Well, I broke another one.
My apologies. I did not think of what the draw would be. I simply wanted to show you my work.
You see, he almost looks a little bit fidgety now. Like, he's kind of like playing with his, like he's rubbing his fingers together and kind of like playing with his hands a little bit more. It's almost like a nervous tick kind of thing.
Okay.
Have you ever had it appraised?
No.
Oh my God.
Has only seen my eyes and a few not so lucky souls along the way.
Would you like to?
I tell you what, let me go about my work and see if I can't find your master's jar. And then we'll talk.
Shame. Shame, 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 shame. Okay. That is fine. I will not push the matter too much harder. Are you planning on going through then? Since you crossed this far.
Unless you know of another way, this was the first one that we tried.
There is...
No, it wasn't. That was a lie, but oh well, he doesn't even know that.
There is no other way. This has been used by many a drow to cross from one side to the other.
And you've allowed them.
I don't think that allow is the proper adjective or the proper verb that I would use.
Do they hold some power over you then?
No, but I can only kill so many before I get overwhelmed. Oh. It has become far easier to just allow them passage.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yes, if you could see around this skull, there, I'm sure that there are quite a few corpses that are still littering the surrounding landscape.
So, do we just pass through the skull then, or do we go around?
Oh, you pass through. You would die if you tried to go around.
Oh.
Some of the more courageous drow would definitely try from time to time. The anguished screams would tide me over for some time.
Well, then perhaps I need to acquire the rest of my traveling companions, and we...
Ooh, you have more with you.
Very much. Oh. Well, not many, but yes.
Hmm. If they have anything that they want to have a value placed upon, I would be happy to offer the same services that I offered you.
Now, I must ask, because, again, we are adventuring deeper into these, whatever you want to call them. We do need our gear, so, like, what is the purpose of appraising it?
I feel that it might be more for my sake than yours. I appreciate the value of things.
Oh. Let me see if I can get my companions to make their way in here. I'm gonna lift the rope up and give it a little tug.
So Harkos, on the outside, I know that it's been a while, but you feel
dead.
A tug.
He's definitely dead, right, guys? Like, he hasn't responded. We haven't seen him. He's more than likely dead. We should just cut the rope now. None of us have to go in, and we can just leave. Is that...
And then tug. Like, in the middle of that sentence, tug.
That's probably whatever killed him, right? Like, that's it's a trap. Do we really have to go in? Puffles? Bill? We could just leave him, right?
It has been quite some time. If he's just been exposed to the ley lines this long, then I can't imagine that he survived. It's not like there's any shelter inside of that.
Well, I mean, it never really went slack, so... Harkos is gonna tug back like twice. What?
Trevor, you feel it tug back twice?
I'll give it two tugs.
Harkos, you feel two tugs.
I don't. I just realized I don't know Morse code. I only speak Irokokra, Orin, and Common, so.
I feel that there should have been a system put in place.
I also agree with this. I'll be honest, Nick thought about this last episode that we should set up a one tug for safe, two tugs for not safe system or something, but was late. Never said out loud, and it's a little late to retcon that kind of shit, so we're kind of stuck with it as is. I guess... oh, dear. I guess we should just... we should follow him back into the bad.
Okay. So are you going in, Harkos? And what is the order by which people are going in?
I'll be honest, Harkos is going to kind of stand there after having said that and be like... Oh, what do you want? I was thinking maybe, you know, I could just either go in the middle or maybe bring up the rear. I don't have to go first. I've already been. You guys should really experience the
Phil steps up and he says, I'll go first.
Oh, Phil, help. Yes, of course. Why not? I mean, yes, that'd be great.
So he kind of trades places in the rope with you so that he's closest. And he steps forward. So Trevor, after a few moments, you kind of feel some weird stuff happening with the rope. And then after a few moments, Phil steps in and goes, "Oh, Trevor, what?" And he, like, reaches for his Morningstar.
Oh, no, it's fine, Phil. It's fine.
I don't appreciate this man reaching for his weapon as soon as he sees me.
We've seen some stuff along the way. He's just startled, and all this is very new to all of us.
Harkos, are you going?
Just to let you be aware, there are two more of us, and it may happen again. So I will handle it.
Well, actually, Harkos, you feel a tug on the rope from the other side. Then,
okay. No, Harkos is still just like, okay, good, he made it. Puffles?
Puffles comes up and switches spots in the rope with you.
I figured if I rolled high, then I would be a brave boy and just suck it up. I rolled a 4, so it wasn't the worst I could roll, but that's a low fucking number. So I was like, I can't even kind of cheat that one.
He's switching places with you in the rope, and you see his mane kind of shaking back and forth. It's not...
I'm very sorry, okay? I'm not ready yet.
So Puffles crosses. And after a few moments, Trevor, you see Puffles come out and again has a very similar reaction.
It's fine, oh. Puffles. I've been having a wonderful conversation with this Harold.
Yes, I am Iacor, Harold to the Shimmering Luster, the Wealthy Worm, the Methuselah, Samrinton.
This has been a wonderful conversation. This is why I've taken so long. Right. Is Harkos coming?
You see him pull on the rope. Harkos, you feel a pull on the rope.
Meanwhile, that, like, 30 seconds of conversation have been like, oh, no tug from Puffles. I guess that's a yoink. Damn. It's okay. It wasn't real.
I want to establish this scene because you are standing completely alone in the Underdark. Nobody else around you. It's just utter weird silence.
You're not making it any better. I knew what I was doing when I went last. I didn't appreciate that thought either. But I also feel like tainted happiness dream wasn't a pleasant outcome either. So Harkos is—he's gonna start to like frantically look around. He's like, "Well, not that out here's any better." Oh gods! And he'll fucking inch his way through the Terabad.
Okay. As you cross over, roll a Wisdom saving throw. Actually, roll a Wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Good. Because that was a 12 total. And that was a 13 total. I rolled a 10 and 11. That one's done for the evening. Let's put you over here.
Okay. So as you step in,
I fucking hate this place.
You hear, Harkos, sweetheart, your father's home.
It's me. I'm on it. Harkos, sweetheart.
Do I see anything?
It's your mom's. It's the mom's voice that you heard before. You do not see anything. Anything different. You see inside the ley lines, but you hear it calling out to you.
So there's, I will say there's a moment where like Harkos is just kind of like hand over hand trying to follow the rope. He hears that and his steps kind of falter because he has that thought of like, I've never seen my dad. And then he steals himself as he tries to kind of shake it off and just goes, no, he'd just be wrong like she was. And then he's going to keep hand over hand going through the bad.
Go ahead and roll me another one with advantage.
Yay.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh no.
My highest was a 15. I rolled a 4 and a 13 on the die.
So,
Jesus.
You kick something. Like you feel something, you know, that's blocking your path along your feet. And as you kind of like try to figure out what's going on, you look to your left and you see somebody. And as your eyes kind of adjust, you see a tall, very large built, great silvered owl.
God damn, why can't I roll better? I don't want this. I don't want it.
My son.
Papa.
Papa.
Are you ready to awaken?
I like my sleep.
You're not real. You're not real.
Harkos.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Alacocra, by the way, is the word I was wanting to use, and I missed it. It is a great silver-feathered Alacocra.
I don't suppose we can see a Harko silhouette, can we?
Hang on a second. Kin high or low?
High.
High?
Okay.
Okay. Motherfucker. Okay. So, because this could be detrimental, I took a trust video for posterity.
Oh god.
So it's not mega bad. It's on the verge of bad, but I rolled low.
Sure.
I rolled low. So what's going to happen is Harkos is going to let go of the rope to cover his ears. I kicked some. Nick knows that the something solid. Well, Nick thinks that the something solid is probably the skull. So Nick knows there's a little bit of safety that I'm right there. However, Nick also knows that Ken very, very much warned about being very careful in here because you can get lost very easy. So I know this is bad, but with what Harkos went through last time and with what just went down, with what's happening now, I mean that's Papa.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about holding onto that rope anymore. I'm thinking about trying to not go crazy. And now, then, should I succeed, I will then freak out that I let go of the rope.
My question, though, is did you tie yourself off, or were you just holding on to it?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure we were all just holding on to it. I know we tied ourselves off to climb. I'm pretty sure Trevor may have been tied to it, but I don't think, because I know I tied Trevor to it. I walked up to him and I said, I remember in the, like, while I remember from editing, Harkos talking to him while I like was making a bunch of stupid knots. So Trevor, I know, was tied to the rope. I don't know that we ever said that the rest of us were. I know we were when we climbed, but I was just under the impression that Trevor was tied at like the waist, so we could yank him if we needed to yank him, like if stuff started going really bad. But I don't know that we ever stated if the other people were. I was running on the mindset that we weren't.
Okay.
But I don't know
why
that.
Why don't we... Why don't we do this? Trevor, roll a perception check.
That is a 14 on the die, plus my 4 perception, so 18.
All right. You see the outline, and you see what Harkos just described, that he was holding on to something, and he just let go of whatever was in his hands and put his hands over his ears.
I'm going to try to grab him.
Okay. Roll, let's call it an athletics.
So, like, I look over and I see the shadow and I'm like, oh, it's Harkos. And then the rope goes limp and I see his arms go up to cover his ears. And I'm like, Harkos, no!
For you, Ken,
athletics?
Yes, athletics.
As Harkos.
That is a, what's that? That's a 17 on the die, so 21.
Wow. Okay.
As Harkos is covering his ears, he's just repeating that. However, as much as I want to, Harkos won't look away. So he's still got his eyes open, he's still looking, but he's trying hard not to listen. But I don't think at this point Harkos's mental faculties are strong enough that he could pull everything away. So he's got his ears covered, he's just like, you're not real. You're not real, you're like her, you're not real. You're wrong.
So the last thing you see as familiar arms wrap themselves around you and start to pull is this figure stepping towards you with one hand outstretched, reaching for you as his massive wings unfurl from behind him. And then you get pulled into the skull.
And as soon as we breach, Harkos, what are you doing? Why would you let go of the rope?
Roll a perception for me, Harkos.
Okay. Can I shut my microphone off?
Oh no!
I rolled a natural one.
Oh god!
With plus 2 to perception.
Okay, so all you see is just Trevor in front of you. He's just taking up your whole vision space right now.
There were things in the ley line again, and they were.
Yes, I saw them too. Probably not what you saw, but bad things that made no sense.
Not quite.
No?
They were good things that didn't make any sense. I would like to point out, things got kind of heavy there, so I want to make sure I take care of that. Since it all happened very fast, with seeing that, Nick is so awe-inspired by this beautiful, manly father, Alex.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A Kokra figure with the man, with the man wings and the reaching out. I probably, if Brad wouldn't have made a good enough roll to fuck with me, I probably would have had to make another roll. But because this all happened and Harkos is technically safe, Harkos brought a hand down from his ear to reach out as Papa was coming for Harkos. Just for RP purpose. I Nick's got daddy issues. I'm sorry. So does Harkos.
So you'll hear Phil. I didn't see anything, but I heard something. I heard a priest giving the eulogy for my wife and daughter.
Oh no.
I want to leave. I want to leave three times as bad.
The magic lies. It's definitely lying.
Puffles was just, I didn't hear anything.
Well, count yourself lucky then. Mine was the ruffian that burnt my shop down, saying that I made this hammer for him.
Yes, the ley lines do tend to play tricks. Harkos, this is the first time that you're hearing this random ass other voice coming from inside here.
I was going to say, so Harkos is going to kind of freak out and do the same as everybody else, like kind of attempt to scramble to his feet and reach for his scramble into his stance and reach for his spear and everything. Go, who's this?
No,
what?
No.
I don't. Who's that?
No, I will explain everything, Harkos. It's fine.
It doesn't sound fine.
It's fine. If it wasn't fine, do you think I would be standing here right now?
Maybe.
Don't you think?
No,
okay, fair.
I would have cut your friend down if it was not okay.
Let's not be so hasty, but I wouldn't be standing here as I am without, you know, the whole combat thing and the music.
I hate everything about you.
I liked it.
I've had quite the discussion. This is why I took so long with Iacor, the herald of Well, I'll let you say it. You say it so much nicer than I do.
That and Trevor doesn't remember it, so.
Trevor, go ahead and roll a.
Actually, I got it up on screen. So.
roll a perception check.
13 plus. Perception. 4. 17.
So when you say Herald of and all that, you can see him get physically twitchy about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to screw it up. That's why I did not finish it.
I am Iacor, Herald to the Shimmering Luster, the Wealthy Worm, the Methuselah, Samrinton. Inside of whom you currently stand.
He says it so elegantly.
as I should.
That's agreed. That's why I did not wish to mess it up.
Is there a reason that we're speaking with him and not fighting him?
You notice that his hand kind of tightens on his sword as you say that?
He's been quite courteous and given me quite a lot of information.
I mean, it might not be canon in the superhero campaign, all the superhero things, but here in Riven, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a given that bad guys tend to monologue. I didn't say that. Harkos' wings can beat fast, but not fast enough to beat that fourth wall. Not yet, anyway. Wait till he's a high-level monk, then he's gonna be faster than you can even make words for.
As a matter of fact, he has informed us that his master's essence is held in a jar, and the drow have that.
Well, yes, most of the
that we should probably keep an eye out for it, Arcos, while we're on our mission.
We were already keeping an eye out for them, Trevor.
But now we know that there is one very close, Arcos, that we should probably, you know, really. He said it's a very lovely pot with the likeness of his master on it, and we should keep an eye out for that.
I would appreciate this very, very much.
Okay.
I do tire of standing inside of my master's skull. It is an odd place to be.
For 2,000 years, he was unaware of how long it has been. And I can imagine how that must feel. But, you see, he's going to allow us passage through, because this is the only way through to the other side, Arcos.
Okay.
And we will keep an eye out for his master's jar while we're over there.
Sure.
So, move along. The quicker we get to this, the better.
Uh-huh.
So just straight through, then, yes? I'm looking at the herald.
Yes, there are no twists and turns. It's just straight on out.
Now, the other side, does it also have ley line magic that we're going to have to...
Very brief.
...contend with?
Very brief.
Very brief. That is good to know, I suppose.
If you were to, in fact, just fall forward out of the back, you would cross over to the other side.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Don't fall.
Then we shall.
Don't fall left or right. That would be ill-advised.
Oh.
You don't want to give yourself the opportunity to get lost in such a small space.
No, we do not. So, assuming our travels go well, we hope to see you again soon.
We do.
Yes, Arcos. Why?
We do. New guy.
I look forward to the possibility of being reunited with my master.
After so long, I can only imagine.
You have no idea.
Oh, yes, you are very correct. Who wants to go first out the other side? I'll take the end this time. Everybody tie off. Tie off this time, so no letting go.
Puffles will say, I will go ahead first. It seems I had the least amount of issues the first time, so hopefully that trend will continue on to a second venture. And he will tie himself off to the end. Phil will take the next spot.
All right, Harkos, as I walk over and tie Harkos off.
Trevor, I understand. Thank you.
Yes, you did this for me, and now I do it for you. None of this letting go stuff.
I did.
Let us move along to the other side.
Hey.
Quickly.
Puffles goes ahead and goes through. After a few moments, there's a tug. Phil goes on through, and after a few more moments, Harkos, you feel a tug.
Go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Look at Trevor and go, I want you to know that this sucks a lot for me every single time.
I don't know what you went through, but I know what I went through, and I agree. But I'm right behind you.
As Harkos turns around, you only went through it once, and I'll go to step through.
Hey, you go and step through, and it is just like a flash, and your good eyes are adjusting to the dark, to the standard underdark darkness. There was it was almost no transition. Good. Trevor.
So I'll tug when I get to the other side.
Oh.
Yep. All right. Everyone has made it. I bid you farewell.
Farewell, my new friend. Please be careful. There are honorable drow, but they seem to have become more, don't want to say evil in the time that I've been here, but they are certainly not as kind as they once were. Please take care of yourself, and it was nice to have company, even for such a short time, and I thank you.
I'm grateful that you, for your hospitality.
You are most welcome. I look forward to the next time that we meet.
As do I.
He gives you not a full on bow, but like a kind of like upper bot, like upper half, like kind of chest and up, gives you a little bit of a bow.
Alrighty. I'll give him one too, and then I'm gonna step through.
Okay, just like Harkos, it's a very quick flash, and you are on the other side. On the other side, as your eyes begin to adjust to the standard dark of the Underdark, you look out on a grand cityscape. Much more than you would have expected for something like this. It looks quite advanced. There's tall buildings that have been constructed here. Seems that they're all made out of stone, with some like thatched roofs and stuff like that, but it's mostly stone architecture. The city seems to be taking up a significant amount of the space on the other side of this wall, which seems to be an omnipresent thing that is completely encircling the city. That as you gaze out to the far end, you can see over the building tops and the small rise in the grade of the base of the city, you can see the very top of the ley line wall. There are rudimentary roads that have been almost like cobblestone. The thing that strikes you, though, is that the cobblestones appear to be made completely out of dragon rock.
Oh.
Which lies in stark contrast to the blackened stone that makes up a majority of the buildings. The other thing that strikes you is how little is happening. In the time that you've been standing out here, the maybe couple of minutes as you've been adjusting and everybody's been coming out, you have not seen a single person.
Oh.
Suspicious.
So, what do you want to do?
What do you all think? Should we head deeper into the city and take our chances?
So does it look like an above ish? I'm not saying directly, but does it look like an above ground city and that there could potentially be a layout and that there are more important buildings than others? Like there could be a centralized area.
There, a la, you
like capital ish.
You can make that logical leap, yes, but you do not know. See anything.
Okay.
It looks very similar to any other town that you would have stepped into, but it's all black and stone.
Yeah.
And then this white cobblestone Dragon Rock Road.
Okay. So that I needed that for Harkos's response. I guess so. I mean, I don't really want to, but we've come this far, and if we're gonna find out what happened to her and find that dude's master canister, then we will probably have to talk to people who are in charge, and they tend to like fancy things. This is the fanciest thing we've seen.
Agreed.
Which isn't saying a ton completely, but you know, black works for some people, I guess.
All right. I'm gonna start heading.
You start walking into the city proper?
Yep.
Okay. So you walk in, and this continued lack of movement and people is definitely on the disconcerting side. You can see that there, like, one of the areas that you walk into first almost appears to be like a bazaar. Like, there are like merchant tents and carts that are lining this area, and all of them have just been abandoned. You see,
oh, shit.
Like, food has gone rotten on these.
Oh, shit.
They're some of the, like, if there's plates or like silverwares, like those kind of things, that there is a layer of dust upon them. It appears that they have been abandoned for some time. So do you want to proceed through here, or what do you want to do?
So you say it's like a bazaar. Is there any like armor or weapons?
Roll perception or investigation.
Is that an either or is that
either or to... either or?
Okay. Perception gives me a 22.
Okay. Are anybody or Harkos, are you wanting to do this too, or are you more lasered?
I want to, but will my dice let me? Probably not. You said perception or investigation?
Yes.
Okay. 14 total.
Okay. So Trevor, you spot a building that has a pretty rudimentary looking anvil on the sign, that the door has been like kind of knocked off of the hinges, and inside you can see some like shelves with weapons lining them.
Ooh. We'll go peek through them.
Okay. As you walk in, you can see that the There are a large number of weapons and various pieces of armor that are lining the walls and behind the counter. The forge that you can see through the back has definitely died. And whatever was being worked on at the time of death has hardened and seems to be kind of solidified into the forge as it died out. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Okay. So roll. Roll just like we're just gonna call it luck. And call it either high or low.
So you roll it and I call high or low.
No, you tell me and make the roll. I'm trusting you. No, all right, fine. Just to avoid suspicion.
I was gonna say,
call it high or low.
Well, high.
Okay, sitting on top of the counter is something that strikes you a little bit more.
Go check it out.
So it is a helmet, and on the helmet is engraved with these runes that you've never seen before. The thing that seems interesting about this is that it has some like moving parts to this helmet, that there is a pair of goggles that flip down to cover the eyes.
Huh. Pick it up and put it on.
Okay, you put it on. I mean, it feels light. That is one thing that you, for something that you've been around this stuff enough now, that this should have some weight to it, and it really doesn't feel like you're putting anything on your head. It is very light.
Flip the goggles down.
Hey, when you flip the goggles down, you see perfectly. That your little, like, you couldn't see into the corners because it was a little too dark, and you know, some areas of this building are completely darkened out. That is all just it's all just like looking at a brightly lit area. So basically this gives you the same kind of dark vision that a drow would have.
Nice. So when I flip him down, he's like, oh. He kind of holds his hands up and looks in all the corners. He's like, I can see everything. This is wonderful.
Must be nice.
Oh my. Oh, come on, Harkos. The owls can see in the dark.
I'm not an owl, Trevor. I'm an alacocra. There's a difference.
I just assumed there was.
Yes, you did just assume, didn't you? One who has a little fiery bird slave and thinks we're all just one birds of a feather. Ha ha hee hee. No, Trevor. I am an upright walking punching machine. I'm not an owl. Plus my stat block didn't say I have dark vision, so bleh.
What is this stat block you speak of?
Sorry, I'm trying to fly faster than I can currently. Keep bumping into this fourth wall made of very clean glass. Feel like I'm in a Windex commercial.
So I got to remember what the actual stats are on a drow's dark vision is. So I'm finding that just I think it's up to 60 feet, but really? Okay, that's fine. Don't give me fucking high elf and wood elf, and don't give me the rest, you dicks.
Dicks.
It's weird. Why isn't it giving me? Huh. That is weird. Yeah, let's try this one.
Dark vision, 120 feet's what I found for 5e.
Yeah, 120 feet instead of 60. So, instead of a standard 60, you have 120.
Damn.
Also, the helmet gives you a plus one to your armor class.
Oh.
It protects your noodle.
Protects my noodle.
And your noodle is very exposed.
And no hair or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the joke. everything else in here seems to be fairly mundane. Just kind of swords and a lot of bows, some, you know, like chainmails and leather armors, that kind of stuff that's been made, but nothing else that really jumps out at you.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
I will leave the shop, I suppose.
Okay. Do the rest follow?
I don't. Harkos didn't go inside.
Oh, no,
yes, I did, because oh, okay. I made comments about the helmet. Of course, I did. I would have liked to say that I didn't, but I already made in canon comments about Trevor being able to see and everything. So, yeah, I'll follow out.
Okay. Go ahead and follow out. And why don't, as you guys are stepping out, why don't you go ahead and roll up a perception check for me?
Okay, let me get rid of another die for the night.
Oh my god.
Oh. Oh,
for fuck's sake. 14.
I rolled a 1, so it gives me a 5.
I haven't rolled over a 13 tonight.
Harkos, you hear sounds coming from, I guess we'd call it like kind of north of where you're at now, but definitely deeper into the city.
Does anyone hear that? Harkos, I got goggles, not ear things. I can see lots of things, but I can't hear any better. I'm still a comb over balding old man.
Phil will say, yeah, I hear there's something going on. It sounds like it's coming deeper from in the city, but that's all I can really get.
The fact that most of the city is devoid of people and life and there's noise coming from deeper within fills me with so much dread. But yes, let's press on towards the very bad new sounds.
So are you all continuing then, I'm assuming?
Yes.
You continue on. So. And things are much the same as you continue. You get past the bazaar and you get into what seems to be more residential areas. But as you're getting into these residential areas, you see a lot more like sculptures that are put on these buildings. Like think, you know, if you're looking at a building that has like gargoyles and grotesques on them, but they are very much in the spider theme. So above the doors, there is almost on every single one of these is a spider that is laid out with its forelegs and back legs stretched out in front of it. And then the middle that are put into a diamond shape on each side. But this is almost exclusively on every single one of these buildings. As you get into this area, you can definitely hear that there is something going on. It seems to be not that much further ahead.
I keep heading towards it.
Okay. It is at this point that you start to see more movement. That there are, like, you kind of take a step into, like, around a corner, and you'll see two drow elves that turn and look back at you and then just scatter and run. And that kind of becomes a little bit more of a common sight for the next handful of areas that you walk through.
Interesting. And
now you can start to get a clearer picture of what's happening. Somebody is being chastised up ahead. That there is a voice that is berating somebody else in a pretty angry fashion. So what do you do?
My vote is we check it out.
Yeah. But carefully so as not to...
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to see us a lot better than we're going to see them. Well, some of us can see better.
So you move forward, and there is a courtyard at the center of which is a broken statue that was pretty much placed in the middle of this courtyard. Seems to be shattered completely. And on top of the little pulpit that is created by the, or on top of the pedestal that is left behind, you see another dragonborn is standing atop there.
Oh.
And is yelling at these drow about how they created this monster and that it should not fall to him to clean up their messes. And suddenly he stops and he stares at you.
Yay.
Give him a little, the little half bow.
Thank you. This one is, harder looking than Iacor, who you just spoke to, is wearing this heavy, like, plate mail.
Oh, fuck. He looks scary.
Yeah, if you go ahead and look in your Trello.
Holy crap!
He is wearing some very heavy looking plate with a red sash tied around his waist that goes up onto his shoulder but appears to be in tatters. And large horns that are coming out from the top of his head. And he looks at you and says, "I am Veldrith, herald to the first steel, the transient, the marked Methuselah, Borvinsal." And I hate to do this again on a dragon herald,
but that is
where, my friends, we will call it for this evening.
I mean, the plus side is this time I'm with the group and not bum a onesies.
I 100% was not planning for it to end at that moment. I was actually wanting that interaction to happen, but, you know, time. And there was a lot more time than I was expecting that got taken by being inside the skull. So here, you know, there we are.
Hey, that was a pretty damn good interaction. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it took more time than I was expecting. But, you know, neither here nor there. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us at our table, everyone. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, then we would ask that you please throw some support through one of our various channels. The first of which is through Patreon. We are Good Little Warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that they choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to us on our newsletter. Oh, gosh. All right, messed it up.
Good start.
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. If you want to talk to a bunch of And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. And I do not have my normal tool for this. Normally, I would pull up my Fight Club and look through the various subclasses to decide which one I was going to take.
Do you have any? Do you have anything? Because maybe I can make a recommendation.
Yeah, sure.
How about Barbarian Path of the Beast?
I do not know Path of the Beast.
It's in Tasha's. That's why I asked, because I got a whole bunch of stuff in front of me.
All right, let me catch the theme here that they're going for.
You want me to link it to you?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Path of the Beast. Barbarians who walk the path of the beast draw their rage from a gusty spark burning within their souls. Wow. Okay. Nick, this week you are the sound barbarian of the beast. Thank you, Brad.
Rawr.
With your primal fury, you howl into the night whenever Brad sniffles or I vape. Sorry, I broke so hard. Can you please howl into the night over Brad sniffles. Sorry, I can't get past that. Can you please claw us something fun to go out on?
Yeah, I can give her a shot. Wanted to make a quick Nick announcement. This is kind of my side of things to announce about. So, obviously, we try and stay ahead on recording, so this is happening before the end of 2020. However, this episode is the first episode of 2021, if we do our job correctly.
Woo, 2021!
So, Happy New Year! Literally today. Also, if you are on Patreon, or if you're thinking about joining our Patreon, we're making at least a change. The raw episodes are going away, sort of, because we're not sure if anyone's actually listening to everything, so we're going to be keeping an ear out for feedback. If people want them back, we'll put them back, because it's no extra work for me. But instead of having like a 2.5 hour block of audio for people to listen to if they choose to, it's just going to be our pre-show that's up there. So you still get, in my opinion, the same amount of content, because I feel like most people, if they were going to listen to that, would just listen to the pre-show anyway. And then me personally, I would end up listening to just the edited stuff, because I want to hear all the bells and whistles that get added in. So, at time of recording, I haven't thought of naming it anything funky or anything. It's probably just going to be the warm-up stuff. But that's going up there. Anyway, back to my normal job. Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos. As we endure through episode 64.
64.
And we'll see how long we survive against this Herald in episode 65.
64 was so fancy.
Well, I thought endure and four could technically rhyme if you had.
if you had made a character with that accent, you would have tried to kill him.
It depends on when you made him interact with us
and the context of how we met him.
Because in defense of what Ken just said, though, like Brad said, you said it so fancy, and I was like, yeah, I figured endure and four could rhyme if you said it douchey enough. So yeah. Same coin. This week, if you listened to the pre-show stuff, I was writing this in the pre-show because I was very behind, so we'll see how the song goes. Jin seems to think that it's fine. I've thought about this song before, but I didn't know how to make it work, and I kind of forced it, so we'll see what happens. Without further ado, here is the first... Oh, God, this is how I'm opening 2021. The first parody for episode 64 of 2021. Enjoy. Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead and use the same intro to the original song. Now, I know I'm just some dude singing songs for you, trying to fit lots of words into small syncopated spaces. That's why I talk so fast, hoping that the new song passes. So I try my best to make each better than the last. So audience, give me some feedback about the singing. Feel free to offer a song as long as it's not too long. I'll give it my best try, because Nick's remix to Ignition. It's his brand new addition. This the ideas roll through his mind, got all the listeners thinking, oh no, what has he done? Please don't ruin this one. Fingers crossed it comes out fine and we all have some fun. Changing words. That's it. That's the whole song this time.
That's a quick one.
What was it from? I can't.
It's remixed to Ignition. It's a very 90s. You may not have heard it recently enough, Ken.
Yeah, probably not. Cause I recognize the tune, but I can't think of what it actually sounds like.
It's very my era of like junior high school. So it's probably just out of your wheelhouse. Like you've probably heard it, but it's just out of your wheelhouse of like something that you would know just from hearing it, I'm sure.
Saying I'm old, Nick?
No.
I am. I'm getting there.
I'm saying you're not hip and jive like us younglings.
that went out the window a long time ago.
you jive, turkey.
You had a kid at the beginning of last year, so you don't get all this new stuff now.
Stop and record it.
Right, Mr. Passaro, we're going to have to go.
Passaro, my name is Passaro. Yes. Last name is Passaro.
Yes, Passaro. I apologize. We're going to try this one last time. Do you have any questions?
Yes, so I have a few questions, actually. Are you recording Trevor and I's life? This doesn't feel real. I don't understand what's going on. I don't want to be here. What is a Rolling in the Geek? I'm so confused.
Great.
Cassie?
Another crazy one.
Doric?
Yeah, just...
Who am I?
This is completely unusable.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.